A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The disciples approached Jesus and said, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a child over, placed it in their midst, and said, "Amen, I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever becomes humble like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that their angels in heaven always look upon the face of my heavenly Father. What is your opinion? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, will he not leave the 99 in the hills and go in search of the stray? And if he finds it, amen, I say to you, he rejoices more over it than over the 99 that did not stray. In just the same way, it is not the will of your heavenly Father that one of these little ones be lost." The Gospel of the Lord. In the Gospel today, Jesus is calling his disciples to a most particular conversion. He says to them, "Unless you turn and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven." The word for turn in the Greek can be translated to change, to convert, to turn back again. This Greek word is sprinkled throughout the Gospels. In John, when Mary Magdalene goes to the tomb, she turns to the risen Lord when he calls her name. The same root word is present in Matthew chapter 27, verse 3, when Judas the betrayer feels remorse and returned the 30 silver pieces to the chief priest and the elders. Earlier in Matthew, when the woman with a hemorrhage comes up behind Jesus to touch the fringe of his cloak, Jesus turns to her and says, "Take heart, daughter, your faith has saved you." This verb, to convert, to change, to turn, is very active, and Jesus is calling the disciples to action, to turn away from their preoccupation with status and greatness, and to focus on the model of the child. For the past 5 years, I have been part of a catechetical movement called the Catechesis of the Good Shepherd. Developed in Rome beginning in the 1950s by Sofia Cavalletti and Gianna Gobbi and their collaborators, the Catechesis of the Good Shepherd strives to create a space within the church for the child and the adult to live the religious life together, one where the religious characteristics and gifts of the child predominate. The Catechesis of the Good Shepherd takes Jesus' call to emulate the spirituality of childhood seriously. For over 50 years, Sophia and Gianna observed children from ages 3 to 12. They recognized the depth of the child's capacity for God and offered the child rich spiritual food from the scripture and the liturgy, and then noticed children's responses to these themes. And the response they noticed above all was joy. Joy in the proclamation of the one who calls them by name. Joy in the numerous and vast gifts of creation to which human beings are called to like guests at a banquet. Sophia Cavalletti writes, "Young children seem to want to point out to us that their way of going to God is different." She mentions the book, The Imitation of Christ, that speaks of the royal way of the Holy Cross as the privileged path for going to God. But then she suggests that the child seems to wish to point out to us the royal way of holy joy. In today's gospel, the disciples come to Jesus with a question that does not spring from fullness of love or holy joy. It is a question not focused on the goodness of God or on God's abundant gifts, but a question that instead lingers on limited human concerns. A question that is raised out of competition or perhaps fear of one's own worth and status. Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And in response, Jesus calls for them to look at the child he places in their midst. Whoever becomes humble like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. True humility is not born from self-denigration or recrimination, but of a truthful assessment of one's place in the universe. Rabbi Simcha Bunin, a Polish Hasidic rabbi of the early 19th century, taught, "Every person should have two pockets. In one pocket should be a piece of paper saying, 'I am but dust and ashes.' In the other pocket should be a piece of paper saying, 'For my sake was the world created.'" It is the amazing paradox of our smallness and also our preciousness to the creator of the universe that leads to holy joy. A few years ago, when meditating with a 5-year-old child on the parable of the found sheep, I read the words of scripture slowly while the child moved the wooden shepherd and sheep materials. "What man among you, having 100 sheep, would not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one to find it? And when he has found it, he lays it upon his shoulders and rejoices." At this point, the child, Arya, paused and said with deep delight and total conviction, "Jesus would." The humility and joy of the child teaches us the important thing is not to be first in the kingdom of God, but to be found in the kingdom of God. On this day, may we commit once again to turn and become like children and to embrace the way of holy joy.